quite an array of stuff, really, Kieran, and on what has continued to be the big weekend for Donegal with the footballers yesterday and athletes over the weekend. So it's exciting times, and the weather has obviously improved, and that puts everybody in the best of humour, you know. So I'll go through my list as I have it here in front of me. Oisin O'Gallan, yes, he was competing for Ireland over 10k. In France last night, and he did over 10k, and he was on that Irish team, and he returned a time of 29.17, finishing 22nd. So he may or may not be happy with that. He has run faster, but the journey from the States, and he's at Dublin Airport at the moment, flying back to the States. He's a coach at Wyoming University, and he'd spend another couple of months there. He's coming home then in August to get married. So he was so encouraged to get selected once again for the 10K, did it last year for Ireland as well, and it's just another continuation of what has been a great year for him. Arlene, as you say, yes, she was at the IFAM meet in Brussels. Quite a number of Donegal athletes at that, quite a number of Irish athletes at that, actually. Arlene's story is that she brought back a new PB at 57.95. She won her heat. There was four or five heat over 400 metre hurdles. It's a massive, massive meet over 2 days in terms of numbers, in terms of racing. And her previous best was 59.14. She's chasing that Donegal record of 57.20, I think it is, of Kelly McGrory's. Today in her heat, a weak heat, so she wasn't going to be extended, but still a PB, 57.95. She will want to go faster, and she will go faster, but a PB is always something to celebrate. Harry McIlwain, another story from the IFAM meet, a young man from Letterkenny Club, a 10.88, 16 or 17 years of age now only, and that's good running. I have noted that sometimes, you know, over the last couple of months, how exciting he is, and particularly over 200 metres. But he tackled the 100 metres in the Brussels meet, and he can look forward now to the Irish Schools next weekend. But that 10.88 at his age is significant. That's the best way to describe it. It's a significant result and an exciting result for the young Royal School athlete. So well done to him. Erin Friel was there as well. She had a 25.37 over 200 this morning. Janine Boyle from Finn Valley, 25.36 over 200 this morning, and Lucy McGlynn has just done a 400 hurdles and Ballyshannon girl 60 a minute and 20 seconds, so she's a wee bit disappointed with that, but she has a PB of 59.93. What else had we in Belfast yesterday? Amy Green was back in action. She of course finished silver medal position last weekend in the Phoenix Park in the national 5K, and she continues to show improvement, and she continues to work with a right good attitude, with a view to improvement, with a view to getting faster, and that was exactly what's happening with Amy, the low girl. She finished with 9.34 in her race. She was third in her 3K in Belfast yesterday at the British Miners Club meet. So she should be quite happy with that as she continues to improve. In the States, Roisin Flanagan was in action. She's chasing Commonwealth Games qualification spot. She continues to improve. She ran 5,000 metres at a serious international meet in LA last night. 15.41 for her. It's a national lead. It's the fastest by an Irish woman this year for the Finn Valley girl, and over 5,000 metres, that is. Now, she, just to put it in perspective, she has a lifetime best of 15.25, so she does need to find 15.20 seconds over 5,000 metres in the next month, and, you know, that's what she's working towards. But 15.41, the fastest by an Irish woman this year, last night, so well done to her. The other things that have been happening in recent times as well, with a couple of days and stuff, is a new Donegal record in the decathlon. Now, that's a complicated event. It's just so difficult to get it together out of this country. But Finn O'Neill from the Lifford Club went off last September to the States, to a university in Texas, and he's really, really, really engaged it mighty, really, and he brought back a new Donegal record. A Donegal record that stood in the decathlon to Sean Carlin for 45 years. The Crossroads Kelly Gordon man, Sean, was, of course, serious national senior champion in his time in the decathlon, indeed an international athlete in a number of events back in those days. But Finn O'Neill has replaced him as the new Donegal record holder with a 7.291, so well done to him. And for a number of years, Kieran, I've been talking about a Donegal athlete getting over 40 metres in the javelin. And I used to go on air and say there were some athletes getting high 30s, and I used to say, I wait for the day that we get a Donegal athlete that's going to get over 40. Well, Ashley McArdle of Lifford in the States again, she's a student at DePaul University in Chicago. She went there last August, September, and she threw 44.85. So my wish has come true, and we've got a Donegal related athlete throwing over 40 metres, throwing respectable distances nationally. So that's good, and she'll come back down in the summer, as will Finn O'Neill, and we'll see what happens. And the other good news was, in recent days too, was that Evan Dewhurst got a qualification time for he's from Glenties, of course. He and his brother have been really, really brilliant over 400 metre hurdles, and been improving their personal times and so on. And Effin is the junior. He's the boy that's under 20. Fintan is the older boy. And Effin did another qualification time for the World Juniors, which is being held later in the season in the States in Oregon. So well done, Effin Dewhurst. Qualification and no doubt a selection for the World Juniors. And that's a great step up for him. Some more local stuff. Well, the Ulster Masters, Lennox, the first time ever there was an Ulster Masters meet held. We held in Letterkenny today. It's ongoing. And a number of Donegal athletes doing particularly well in that. And on Friday night, we had the Drumkeen National School 5K. Oren McBrady winning that, a local athlete. And we look forward here the next weekend. It's really another busy weekend. The Irish Schools Championships, which is always exciting, because to get a medal, to get one, two or three positions in the schools is always a big deal in the life of an athlete. So that's in Tullamore next Saturday. Then we're in Finn Valley on Sunday for the Ulster Championships for the underage athletes. There's about 700 entered for that. And then we look forward next Sunday as well to Mark English. He's in Rabat in Morocco as he continues to follow the trail of the Diamond League meet. So 800 metres, Mark English in Rabat next weekend. We look forward to that as well. So as you can see, it's been busy, and it'll continue like that right through the summer. So all we can hope for now is continued good results and continued weather, because weather is a big factor in this game, you know, for performances. And luckily enough, from Belgium to the States to back home, we've enjoyed good weather this weekend.